out with you guys. Welcome our in-house visitors and our online people that are watching today. Come on, church, put your hands together and let our online visitors know we're thankful for them as well. So we're kind of starting to wind down our series in the study of the book of Proverbs, and Proverbs is known as the book of wisdom. How many of you know we need more wisdom? Can I hear a good amen? I love that song that we just sang. That song that we just sang is a song that Connor and our worship team, they actually wrote that song. And it's such a good song and such a scriptural song. And it rings true because God lifted us up. Come on, somebody. He lifted us up and he brought us out and he gave us freedom. And that's what God does. God sees people. And while we were yet sinners, God sent his son Jesus to die on a cross to redeem us and to pick us up out of the miry clay and to set our feet on the rock to stay. But how many of you know this? Once God picks us up out of the muck and the mire and sets us on the rock, we need some wisdom to be able to continue to live life upon the rock. I am convinced with all of my heart that I've been preaching for almost 25 years that I have seen God move in a supernatural way on the lives of his sons and daughters. I have seen people delivered from addictions. I have seen people delivered from mental disorders. I have seen people healed from sicknesses, but they choose to go back into the world and not use the wisdom of God. And next thing you know, they're right back in the middle of the mud and the muck. We need wisdom because the enemy wants to stop everything that God is doing in our lives. We need some wisdom. Everybody shout wisdom. Wisdom. Let's read some scripture and then we'll pray and we'll get to the message today. Proverbs chapter number 8. Proverbs chapter number 8. We'll read verse 1 and 2. Does not wisdom call out and understanding lift up her voice? At the top of the heights beside the way where the paths meet, she takes her stand. Holy Spirit, speak to us today. Speak to us, Lord. We come in here today from so many different places in life, so many different seasons in life. But, Lord, we all will say this. We need your wisdom. We don't just need a song service. We don't need a good orated sermon. We need to hear from the Spirit of God. We need your wisdom. So speak to us and challenge us. We love you in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, the scripture says, wisdom, she stands and she cries out, she lifts up her voice. Now, I want to tell you a little story about someone lifting up their voice. If you know my daughter, Clarilyn, she's 14 years old. She loves to go punch cows with her daddy. She loves to work cattle. She loves to go. And I'll give an example. This last week, we branded all week long at Alexander Ranch. And so for those of y'all that don't have a ranching background, here's what happens. There's a pasture. Let's say the pasture is 2,000 acres. We got 15 cowboys. You start out and you trot around. And so the first thing you do is drop someone off on the inside. And then you travel a little ways and you drop another cowboy or cowgirl off. And a little ways and you drop someone off so that everybody is in line, so that when you gather that pasture, all the cows are gathered and taken to the pens. So what happens when you do that is sometimes it's brushy and sometimes there's trees. There's low points and there's high points, so you can't always see each other. And so one of the unwritten cowboy codes is this. If you get in a bind and you don't know where your neighbor is, you holler. Yeah! That way somebody hears you and they know where they are. So this last week, me and Jake were riding along Murphy and Jake Murray, and we send Clara over here, and we say to Clara, now, Clara, when you get over there by that fence, you got to holler once in a while to let us know where you are. And she said, well, Dad, I just don't like to holler. And I said, well, it ain't about you, Clara. It's about keeping everybody in line. And so we send her off over there, and here's Clara's holler. Whoop. And we're like, come on, girl. So Jake and I are riding along, and we have to be extra quiet to hear her faint little voice. You're riding, it's frost has come, the grass is crusty and dry, it's not green, and so your horse is stepping, you're raking on trees, making noise. You got to stop sometimes and quit just stomping on the grass to listen. And then I have to turn over there and go, Jake, would you please hush for just a minute? And when we get quiet, we can hear a whoop. and we know where Clara is. Can I tell you, hearing the voice of wisdom is a lot like hearing Clara's whoop. Sometimes in life, you and I have to stop. Stop doing, stop thinking, stop moving, stop talking. Stop. We have to stop. We have to get quiet. We have to get still. And at that place when we get quiet and we get still, if we cry out and ask God, He will speak wisdom to us. And we all need more wisdom. In order to hear wisdom, we have to silence the other voices in our head. Now, let me ask you a question. How many of you hear voices in your head? For those of you that are saying right now, oh, I can't believe he said that. He's losing his mind. That's the voice I'm talking about. We all have these voices in our head. We have the voice of the enemy. The enemy is always whispering. The enemy is always shouting. The enemy is always lying, trying to deceive you and I. We have these voices from the world. This is what you need to do. This is cool. We have voices from other people. We have voices from the past. It's these voices in our head. Let me ask you this question. How many of you struggle with the voice of fear in your mind? You're afraid to do anything. You're afraid to make decisions. Fear. We have the voice of worry. Some of us are worry warts. Come on, somebody. The voice of guilt. The voice of shame. The voice of doubt. The voice of I'm not good enough. And what happens in life is we listen to the voices of the enemy. We listen to the voices of the world. We listen to the voices from our past, and they drown out the voice of wisdom. We have to learn to stop. Tune our ears in and just listen. See, the scripture says that wisdom is standing at the fork of the road. At the fork of the road. We are at the Y in the road, at the four-way stop sign. Every one of us on our journey in life, every one of us in here today, some of us are at a fork in the road, and the fork in the road is a major, major decision. Some of us are sitting at the four-way stop sign, and it's not as big as others, but all of us are facing decisions and choices that we have got to make in our life. What does it mean as she stands there? It means this: as decisions and choices come, God gives us wisdom. How many of you would agree decisions are crucial in our life? Every one of us have to make decisions and choices every day. And some of us, they're choices for who we'll be married to. Some of us, they're choices about our career path. And some of us are just choices about how we're going to do our daily schedule. But all choices are important, the big ones and the little ones. Where I am in life and where you are in life, it's a direct result of our choices and our decisions. Can I shoot y'all straight this morning? Stop making excuses and stop blaming everybody else for where you are in life. Stop blaming the world. Stop blaming your parents. Stop blaming your past. We are where we are because of the choices that we have made. I'm just going to tell you, the funk in the Cochran name has been broken and set free right now, not because Cody is good, but because I made a decision to trust and follow Jesus every day in my life. And no matter what kind of dysfunction you're living in, no matter what kind of wreck you're living in, you have the power to make a choice to say that curse is going to be broken in my life. And you're going to have to make it over and over again. People make choices, and choices make people. People make choices, and choices make people. So maybe you're here today, and maybe you find yourself in a bad situation. Maybe you find yourself in a place that you don't really like because you've made some bad decisions. You say, Cody, what do I do to get out of this? Seek God's wisdom and change it. Now, that ain't real deep, but that's real true. You change it. Nothing changes if nothing changes. So many of us made a choice to accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior so many years ago. So many of us made a choice to trust the blood of Jesus Christ. Now you need to make a choice to follow Him and His commandments every day. If you want to see some changes, make changes. How many of you know we have power? We are washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. We are filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. Every person in this room has power to make new decisions and make new choices about their life. It's absolutely the way it is. Decisions. We are all just one decision away from ruin or victory. We're all one decision, one choice away. Deuteronomy chapter 30. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 15. Now listen, today I am giving you a choice. Today I'm giving you a choice. A choice to choose between life and death, between prosperity and disaster. Look, 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 look. Each one of us here today has some decisions to make. Everybody here has some. We are standing at the crossroads. We're standing at the fork in the road. We're standing at the T. Why would we not? If God has gone before us, and if God has prepared a way, and if he has strategically placed wisdom at the crossroad, and wisdom was to give us direction, why would we not stop and say, wisdom, which way do I need to go? Why would we not do that? Can I just tell you something? Stop doing what you've always done. Stop doing what you've always done, especially if it's not working. Don't do just what your parents did for the sake of saying that's what mom and daddy did. Don't stop making the choices that are the easiest and the most comfortable. Listen, if we're going to choose wisdom and listen to the voice of God, it's probably not going to be easy. Oh, y'all got quiet on me, didn't you? Once we hear from wisdom concerning decisions and choices in our life, it's not going to be easy. Making decisions and choices, especially new ones and different ones, is really, really hard. Some of us need to make some wise decisions today. Let's talk about decisions. Some of us need to make some wise decisions about our relationships. Relationship with God and relationship with people. You wonder why your relationship with God struggles when the only time that you give towards that relationship is on Sunday morning between 11 and 12 o'clock. Some of us wonder why our relationship with God is struggling and we never listen to God and we never spend time reading God's word. Listen, if you want to have a good and a healthy and a life-giving relationship with God, it's going to require effort, energy, and sacrifice on your part and my part. And some of you, can I just be real with y'all? Some of your relationships with people sucks. It just does. You're always in turmoil. You're always in trouble. There's always drama. Somebody's always offended you. Somebody's always hurt your feelings. And you have no real meaningful relationships. Listen, we got to stop and we got to use wisdom. Can I tell you? We have to quit blaming everybody else for the reason that we have no good relationships. At some point, you have to stop and say, what's the common denominator here? Maybe it's us. Let me give you, can I give y'all some great relationship advice? Here's the relationship advice I'm going to give you today. Relationship with God is not about you and what you want. A relationship with God is all about him. Can I tell you, if you want to have good relationships with other people, then it's not all about you, it's all about other people. If you love and give and pour out and sacrifice for other people, you will have healthy relationships. Sometimes are you going to get hurt? Sometimes is someone going to wrong you? Absolutely. But you'll have more healthy relationships and they'll produce more fruit and more joy. And the fruit and joy out of the good relationships will cover up the one or two that went wrong. Make choices in your relationships. Some of us, we're going to get down to some nitty gritty right now. We're going to get down to some nut cutting, as we say over in West Texas. Some of us need to make some wise decisions about our health. Because I see people all the time, I'm tired, I'm worn out, I'm depressed. We're just wore out, we're give out. Can I just tell you something? Can I tell you that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? That the Bible says the Holy Spirit doesn't dwell in houses made by hands, but the Holy Spirit lives inside of us. And if we want to be all that we can be, and we want to have all the energy that we can have, and we want to have some mental clarity in life, you got to quit eating Twinkies and Hostess ding-dongs and drinking Dr. Pepper all the time. You just do. It is what it is. I'll tell you a story about Tubby talking about things being hard. About 8 or 10 years ago, Tubby got really sick. She got really sick, and she was having these struggles, man, and she would throw up violently, like for 12, 14 hours, and then she would be out for the whole next day because she was totally drained, and she just kept having these struggles over and over again for a year or two, and we went to the doctors, and we had tests run, and they did everything, and nobody could find any kind of results, and through a lot of work, and through a lot of effort, some research, and some wise counsel, we found out that we needed to change her diet. We needed to change the way that she ate. And can I tell you, we sat her down one morning. I told Will and Jesse and Clara, get in here, and we're going to set your mama down. And you know what? We're going to pray for your mama. Because the Bible says in James 5:16, if someone is sick, to anoint them and lay hands on them, and the prayer of faith, and the sick shall recover. We got her on the couch in there, got that olive oil, baby, and I lathered her up and rubbed it all over, and we prayed for her, and I looked down, and Clara's got tears rolling down her eyes. She said, Daddy, I ain't never heard you pray like that before, because I was praying and believing and trusting God, and here's what I believe. I believe God healed her body, and I believe God honored our prayers, but from that moment on, we had to get up, and we had to live in the wisdom, and we had to make changes to our lifestyle and the way that we ate. And can I tell you, she still got a sweet tooth 10 years later. And it's very, very hard. But God will give us wisdom if we're willing to push through and do the hard things. Some of us need to listen to the voice of wisdom concerning our marriages. Come on, somebody. How many know marriage is good, marriage is great? But how many know marriage is hard? And some of us need to listen to wisdom, because we're struggling within our marriage and we're struggling with getting along. We need to listen to wisdom in raising our children. How many of you know our children need to be raised in the wisdom of God, especially in the times that we live in these days? We need to listen. And so let me tell you a story about Darren and Katie Grace. Darren plays the drums. You know KG, she sings. We've been blessed to be a part of KG's life for, I don't know how long, 10 years. And here's what we got to watch in Katie Grace's life. She was a young woman who was single, who was gifted to lead in worship, and we watched her live a life of wisdom and make hard choices while she was single. And then all of a sudden, Darren came along with his skinny jeans and his guitar and his soy milk. And we watched him love her, and we watched him court her, and we watched Katie Grace use wisdom in that relationship. And then they got married. We got to be a part of their wedding. We watched them get married, and now they are married, and they have little Livy, a sweet little baby girl. We have got to watch them use and exercise wisdom in all the different seasons of their life. And, you know, that's the same thing with us. You may be in a new season, but the wisdom God gave you for the previous season is not going to work in this season. We have to exercise here wisdom. Some of us need to listen to wisdom in our career choices. Some of us need to listen to wisdom in our single life. Some of us need to listen to wisdom in our finances. Because you got that credit card, swipe that sucker till you're in debt, you'll never get out of that sumbuck. But how many know it's hard to get out of debt, but you can do it through the power of God? The list goes on and on and on. We need wisdom. Wisdom is waiting at the crossroads of life, at the fork in the road. But make no mistake about it, the enemy is standing at the crossroads as well. Our adversary is standing there trying to lie to us, trying to drown out the voice of wisdom. 1 Peter 5:8 says, be of sober spirit. Be on alert. Get your head on a swivel. Look around. Be ready to listen. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. Don't be intoxicated when you come to the fork in the road. How many of you have been around some intoxicated folk? Go ahead and say amen. Intoxicated. The very word means to affect and diminish physical and mental control.
You've been around, they're trying to stand up. Hello, officer of the law.
We get intoxicated. We're around drunks, and they can't move physically, and they can't think in their minds. I'm going to tell you something. We can be intoxicated on more than alcohol. What happens to some of us is we get intoxicated on pity. How many know some of us are so full of self-pity? Oh, just poor, pitiful me, and my life is just not good, and I don't deserve to be going through this. Can't make no decisions because we're so worried about the self-pity in our life. Some of us are intoxicated with pride. Because we think we're so smart, and we think we're no good, and we think we're great, and nobody else needs to be telling us what to do. We become intoxicated with walking in offense. We get intoxicated with anger, with loneliness, with sadness. We get so inebriated in our minds that we can't think straight and listen to the voice of wisdom. She's standing at the road. How many of you agree with this? Making wise decisions is a learned process. I mean, you learn to be a dummy. Come on, somebody. Like over and over again, you learn. You learn that. That's what you do. You learn that's what you do. And so if you've lived this life of a simple life and you've never made wise choices, you have to learn to make one choice of wisdom and then watch wisdom work. And then you have to make another choice and you have to push through. And sooner or later, you learn wisdom is the key and wisdom is the way. Many of us, let's talk about this. Many of us in here today, we struggle with making decisions at all. You've been sitting at the four-way stop sign for like 26 years. Because you won't make no decision. Because the voice of fear. Because the voice of worry. Because the voice of being wrong is in your mind. Because you're trying to be perfect and trying to do it all right. Listen, we have to make some choices in life. The greatest president ever, or at least the manliest president ever, Teddy Roosevelt, he said this one time, in a moment of decision, the best thing to do is the right thing. The next best thing to do is the wrong thing, and the worst thing to do is nothing. We have to make some decisions because when we're in that place, we're sitting at the crossroads and we're indecisive and we won't make any decisions. We're torn between two choices. That makes us unstable people because James 1:8 says he is double-minded and unstable in all of his ways. Some of you look at me, look. Some of you got to get off the fence. Some of you got to fish or cut bait. Some of you have got to make some decisions and some choices in your life. And wisdom is crying aloud at the crossroads. Wisdom is crying out to you and I. Proverbs 8:6. Proverbs 8:6. Listen to me, for I have important things to tell you. Everything that I say is right. Wisdom leads to a noble life. Wisdom leads to noble things, to character, to integrity, to class. Wisdom reveals the right thing to do. Wisdom leads to truth. Listen to this other set of scriptures. Proverbs 8, verse 17 through 21. I love those who love me, and those who diligently seek me will find me. Riches and honor are with me, enduring wealth and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, even pure gold, and my yield is better than the choicest silver. I walk in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of justice to endow those who love me with wealth that I may fill their treasuries. Those who diligently seek me. Listen, church, we have to diligently seek wisdom today. We have to diligently seek wisdom tonight. We have to diligently seek wisdom tomorrow. And the promise of God is this: if we diligently seek, he will give us riches, honor, and enduring wealth. How many know that's some good news? Conrad worship team, come help me close this thing today. The bottom line is, every age and stage and every season of life, we come to the forks in the road. Some of us in here today, we're faced with big, big decisions. We need to make some changes. Some of us have some smaller decisions. But they all matter, and they all affect every area of our life. Last scripture, Proverbs 8:35-36. Proverbs 8:35-36. For he who finds me, he who finds wisdom, finds life, and obtains favor from the Lord. But he who sins against me injures himself. All those who hate me love death. Look at me. Look at me. Look. I'm saying this in love as your pastor. It's time you stop injuring yourself. Because many of us are just continuing to injure ourselves because we will not choose wisdom and we will not change our ways. At the point of decision in life, big or small, we must decide. And we must decide wisely. I want to challenge you today to learn to ask yourself a question before you make decisions and choices. How many of you are like me? And when something happens, I'm a reactionary. Boy, and that's Cody's nature, boy. Something happens I don't like, something I go, I just jump up. You know what I'm talking about? And run off at the mouth. Can I hear a good amen? Or want to fight. It's what happens when things happen. Some of us want to fight. We're combative. Some of us want to draw away and seclude ourselves. Some of us want to turn to these things that we get intoxicated from. Here's what I want to ask you. What if you and I learned to just stop for a moment? And what if we learned to ask ourselves this question? What is the wise thing to do right now? I mean, like, how long does that take? A few minutes, stop. Not about my flesh, not about the way I want to react, not about my emotions, not about my hormones, but about the Word of God. What if we stopped at the crossroad and said, what is the wise thing to do? I'll tell you what would happen. According to the promises of God, wisdom would direct your path and lead you to riches and lead you to a place where your treasury would be absolutely filled up. What is the wise thing to do? Some of us got to ask ourselves today, what's the wise thing to do in my relationships? What's the wise thing to do in my health? What is the wise thing to do in my marriage? What's the wise thing to do in parenting and raising these knuckleheads? What's the wise thing to do with my single life, my dating life? What's the wise thing to do in my finances? I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to do something. I ain't done this in forever, but I'm doing it today. I want us to take a few minutes, 3 to 5 minutes, and the worship team's just going to play. It's going to be silent almost, a little bit awkward, because we're used to singing when they're on the stage and we're used to preaching when they're on the stage. But I want you to take just a minute and listen to the voice of wisdom. Stop crunching the dry grass. Stop talking, Jake Murray. Stop hitting the trees. Just stop for a minute and listen. What's wisdom saying to you, Chad the dad? Because you got decisions to make. You got choices to make, decisions everywhere. Wade, what is it? Young people, man, how many know our young people? We need to teach our young people how to tap into the discernment and the wisdom of the Holy Spirit, because they're struggling at school. They're struggling. Why? Children, young people, be wise about who you date. Be wise about what you look at on your cell phones. What if we just stopped, Doc, and said, hey, speak, Lord. Ben, stop. Gray, stop. Just listen. Holy Spirit, wisdom. I want wisdom. I want wisdom. No more doing it the way we've always done it. No more doing it the way that's easy. Cliff, what about it? Jason, what about it? Wisdom. Do you need some wisdom? Stanley, Hugh, Brenda, Donna, stop. Listen to God more than me, more than anybody. Wisdom, speak to me. Spirit of wisdom. Spirit of understanding, Terry. Joe, Chachi, Emily, Jesse. Spirit of wisdom. Let God challenge you. Let God speak to you. In a minute, here's what I'm going to do. Tucker, I'm going to pray for y'all. I'm going to just lay hands on some of you. We'll go old school Pentecostal in here. For the spirit of wisdom, because Paul said that he laid hands and he imparted gifts into people. And so, God, I just pray for families that you would impart wisdom to them. Wisdom that would break generational curses. Wisdom that would drown out the lies of the enemy. Wisdom that would bring clarity and wisdom that would bring truth. Do it, oh God. Do it. Do it, Lord. Wisdom. Wisdom will change our world. Wisdom will change our marriage. Wisdom will change our relationships. Wisdom will change our finances. Wisdom, wisdom, wisdom. The same wisdom that God used when he created the earth. The same wisdom that God used when he created man and woman to come together and to reproduce and to have children. The same wisdom. Wisdom, move. Wisdom, speak. Wisdom, do what only wisdom can do. Do it, oh God, for your glory. Not for us, but for you, for your glory. So that people will see us. So that people will see messed up and dysfunctional families. So that the world will see us messed up, fouled up, screwed up. So that the world will see us and see you moving in our lives. And it would give hope to people who are living in the middle of the muck and the mire. Do it for your glory, God. Lord, we want to be wise people. And Lord, I believe by faith that you've heard that prayer. And some people, wisdom is being deposited into them right now. And now my next prayer is this, that you would give us the courage and you would give us the boldness. You would give us the grit and the determination to get up out of our pew and walk out those church house doors today. And Lord, we would begin to make some changes in our life. We would listen a little bit different. We would react a little bit different. We would begin to ask ourselves, what is the wise thing to do? We wouldn't trust what is familiar. We wouldn't trust what we've always done. We wouldn't trust what mom and daddy did. We wouldn't trust what the government says, but we would trust the Spirit of wisdom. And when the Spirit of wisdom speaks, God, give us power to step out and do it different than we've ever done it. Help us to have the power to step out and to do it your way and not our way. And then let us watch wisdom work, and let us watch you be glorified in our lives. In Jesus' name, 3 minutes silence, you and the Lord, nothing else.